Finding somewhere quiet for this sitting meditation, if possible where you won't be interrupted. Whether you're sitting on a chair or on cushions, seeing if you can feel the connection of your body with the ground, perhaps noticing where parts of your body are in contact with the surface you're sitting on, and the way the earth supports you from below. As best you can, taking an upright, dignified posture, embodying a sense of wakefulness and upliftedness, but not tensing up or becoming rigid. If you're on a chair, then moving yourself away from the back of the chair, so your spine is self-supporting. Perhaps imagining that there's a tower of coins running up your spine, and this tower of coins is suspended from a piece of string that runs right through the top of your head and up to the ceiling. Placing your hands on your thighs or on your lap, and perhaps tucking your chin in a little. Relaxing your jaw and allowing the shoulders to drop. Creating a sense of openness and confidence with your posture. Strong and steady. Now, closing your eyes, or if you prefer keeping them open, directing your gaze downwards towards the floor somewhat, around 5 or 6 feet in front of you. We'll be sitting for around 30 minutes, so perhaps seeing this as a time for you to step out of the doing mode for a while, and to come more into a being mode. Beginning to pay attention to your breath. Noticing the sensations of breathing in your body. Perhaps focusing your attention first on the breath as it enters through your nose, the air brushing gently on the insides of your nostrils as you inhale, and again as you exhale. And now taking your attention to sensations of breath in the chest. Noticing how the chest lifts with each in-breath and falls with each out-breath. And moving your awareness to the abdomen. Feeling the expansion and contraction of the belly as you breathe. Feeling your breath. Tuning into it, but not controlling it. Just placing a soft attention on the breath as it flows in and out. When your mind wanders, as it inevitably will, just noticing that wandering has occurred, and gently escorting your mind back to the breath in the lower abdomen. Not with any harshness or sense of recrimination, but recognizing that wandering and bringing the mind back is a part of the meditation practice. Each time the mind wanders is a new opportunity to practice paying attention. So if the mind wanders 1,000 times, bringing it back 1,000 times, knowing that each time we bring it back is an act of courage. I'm doing this not with a sense of striving, but with an attitude of gentle persistence. And using the silence to continue practicing like this for a while. Just being with the breath as it flows, rising and falling. As the mind wandered, bringing it back to the breath, following the breath. And now expanding your awareness to sensations in the whole body. You might become aware of points of contact, the feet or ankles on the floor, the buttocks on the cushion or chair. Contact with the clothes you're wearing. You might also become aware of sensations inside the body. Coldness in the feet. Tension in the shoulders. Churning in the gut. Allowing all body sensations to be present in your awareness, without having to try to change them or fix them. Just experiencing what's here for you right now. checking in with your posture. Seeing if it still embodies a sense of wakefulness and dignity. When your mind wanders, acknowledging where it's gone, gently bringing it back to sensations in the body. Sometimes you may become aware of intense sensations in the body, and when that happens, you have choices about how to work with this. You could choose to move, in which case, making the movement part of the practice, being aware of the intention to move, the sensations of moving, and the after effects of moving. Or when intense sensations arise, you could choose to bring your awareness to the intensity, moving towards it, coming up close to explore its edges. Perhaps moving your awareness actually into the region of intensity, bringing a friendly curiosity to the sensations that are there. Perhaps imagining you could breathe your breath right into this area, along with your awareness. Not trying to get rid of the intensity, but exploring what's here. What sensations are present? Are they changing? Are they staying the same? Another option is to bring your awareness back to the breath moving in the abdomen. Using the breath as an anchor you can always return to, allowing the intensity to be in the background. Or you could have a sense of breathing with the intensity, letting the stable anchor of the breath allow you to stay with the sensations. Or you can continue bringing awareness to the whole body. Perhaps imagining that your whole body is breathing as you sit here in this moment. Letting the intensity be held in the wider space of the whole body. And now, letting the body and the breath fade into the background of your awareness, and moving your attention to sounds. Not needing to search for sounds, just allowing them to come to you. There may be sounds up close, in your body, in the room, outside, or far away. Just noticing them without having to label them, or attach to liking or disliking them, allowing them to be as they are. Noticing pitch, texture, volume, and gaps between the sounds. Hearing the soundscape. Tuning into it. If you find yourself creating a storyline around something you hear, noticing that that's what's happened and coming back as best you can to the simple experience of hearing again. Being with the direct experience of sound, rather than thinking about the sound. If the mind wanders, bringing it gently back to awareness of sounds. Noticing how the sounds come, sometimes stay around for a while and then fade, arising, passing through and dissolving. Sounds coming and going within the wider space of your awareness. And now, letting go of attending to sounds, and taking awareness to thoughts. And this is not so much thinking, getting caught up in thoughts, lost in thought, but taking your attention to thoughts and seeing them as thoughts. Noticing how each thought is an event in the mind. How it arises, perhaps hangs around for a while and then disappears or changes into another thought. You don't have to do anything with your thoughts particularly, not having to try and shut them out or alter them. Just observing is fine. Not trying to empty your mind of thoughts, to create a blank mind, Just paying attention to your thoughts, with awareness and curiosity. Whether your thoughts feel positive or negative, good or bad, seeing if you can treat each one of them equally, not judging or criticizing them, or attaching to them, but letting them be, just as they are. I'm working with this for some time now. One way you might like to relate to thoughts is as if they were trains passing through a railway station. Trains come into the station, stay there for a time, and then depart again. When we're practicing mindfulness of thoughts, it's like we're standing on the platform, watching the trains pass through. Not getting on the trains of thought, riding them off into the distance, but standing still, by the side of the tracks. Watching the trains arrive, pass through and leave again. And when you suddenly realize you've wandered onto a train of thought and are being carried away by it, stepping off again, returning to the platform, and continuing to watch the trains pass through. Another way you can practice with thoughts is to relate to them as if they were part of a film on a screen in front of you. Just as if you were at the cinema, watching the film, being interested in each new piece of dialogue, paying attention to the film, engaging with it from the perspective of your seat, but not getting up and trying to join in the drama or believing that the film is necessarily real. It's just a film on a screen. It's just your thoughts. Sometimes, thoughts can seem linked to particular emotions in the body. We can have a thought that seems connected to a feeling of anger or anxiety or contentment. If you're finding your experience difficult to be with at any time during this practice, perhaps just saying to yourself silently, "It's okay. Whatever's happening, it's okay. I can be with it." Thoughts aren't facts, they aren't the whole of who I am. I don't have to act on them or push them away. I can just let them be present, gently observing them with curiosity. Giving your thoughts, emotions and body sensations space to be, treating them like guests, until the time comes for them to move on. So continuing to practice in silence now until the bells, either staying with mindfulness of thoughts, or coming back to the breath or the body, whichever feels right for you in this moment, and until the end of the session.